But I would just ask that you, you know, approve it, support them, encourage them, and I would ask that you allow them to make improvements to our neighborhood. Thank you.
Okay, is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf or against this project?
I guess I'll be the lone ranger.
All right.
My name is Don Ingram. I'm here speaking on behalf of several neighbors in the neighborhood that are against the project. If you would want to take a look, I've handed out to you folks what's marked respond as Exhibit 1. And I like Scott's figures better than I like mine because he had a longer distance than I had. But the first page of that exhibit shows the distance as the crow flies from the closest place on Highway 86 down to Spruce Drive and Walnut Drive. That's where those existing nightly rentals are. It's about 3,600 feet, according to my calculations, that I got off Beacon. Then the next one is Walnut Drive to the 11 acres. That's the one that we're talking about here today. That's 2,200 and some feet from the existing nightly rental, the closest nightly rental, down to where they want to do this. We're on the 11 acres. The other thing I'd like to mention, there's no, doesn't have to be touching to be not compatible. The way the code reads, it says if there's a nightly rental that's within, it's either 600 feet or 900 feet, Scott can correct me, but I believe it's 600 feet, then that's considered a compatible use. So we're way past the 600 feet. This is not a compatible use. That's what the planning and zoning people found, that it was not compatible with this. The other thing I'll mention, the next project that's coming up, in addition to the 11 acres, it's 20 acres immediately south of this, and it joins this project. And it's the same people that own it, and they're asking to put 8 nightly rentals on 20 acres there. My clients are opposed to any nightly rentals in their neighborhood. They don't want nightly rentals in their neighborhood. There's a number of people who have written letters in that I've attached to this that have indicated their opposition to it. The other thing I would like to, it's kind of like, as nearly as I can tell, there's no specific allegation as to why planning and zoning made a mistake. And the relative valuation score on this, it came up a minus 11 on this particular project, the 11-acre project. So it's not anything that, you know, was off the charts as far as the score is concerned. There's problems with it. There's problems with the access. The more people we have down there, the more problems are going to be. And not everybody wants a nightly rental next to where they've lived. And Mr. Hurley feels that way too. He put a pretty lengthy letter in there along with some others. There's a Mrs. Nancy Test who lives immediately south of the 20 acres, which adjoins this 11 acres. She's adamantly opposed to it. There's a pretty good letter in there from her. The other thing I might point out too, in your development and guidance code, on page 20, it talks about what you're supposed to say if you're doing an appeal, and if you don't like what planning and zoning did, you don't file something that just says, appeal special use permit application denial based on error on decision. Doesn't tell you anything. It just says, we don't like what was done. If somebody is going to put this kind of money into a project, they need to spend a little more money on doing this and doing it right instead of running their neighbors in here every other month to protest this thing. They get to where they just kind of wear them down. I wasn't here last time. I don't know what transpired last time. But on the appeals procedure, one of the other things that's mentioned, it says the appeal must state specifically what decision is being contested and what sections of these codes were the basis for that decision and what solution is requested. They've not said that the planning and zoning did anything wrong. They're just saying we don't like the decision. We want to put nightly rentals in here. Not every place in the county is suitable for nightly rentals. There's plenty of land. If you look at the drawing that I gave you, that first page, there's a whole lot of land between Walnut Drive and Highway 86 that they could put nightly rentals up there. Let them put it in up there. And as Mr. Himes, I believe, said, if he's got property up there, if there's a bunch of nightly rentals along Highway 86, or let them stay up there. My people don't want them down in their neighborhood. I'll be glad to answer any other questions you might have.
Any questions? All right. You go.
Thank you very much.
Okay, is there anybody else tonight to speak on this one? Okay. We're open for discussion, board.
Or if your applicant has any additional comments.
Yeah.
I just like to say that I apologize that on the appeal that I did not use the proper wording. At the time of the appeal, I did not even have the decision of record with the exact what I needed to appeal. I just knew it was on compatibility. And so I went into the office and talked to Marla, and she helped me fill it out. So I apologize that I did not realize that I needed to reference exactly, and at that time I did not exactly know. I would also ask that 1485 Jones, we already own it. I would like for it to stand alone. I realize that some of the neighbors have written letters, and Miss Nancy Test opposed the 1575. But she did not write a letter for the 1485, to my knowledge. And I do not feel like the one house would cause a problem. I know that we had even contacted Mr. Hurley and told him that we would be happy to sit down with him and come to an amicable arrangement. I know that he also talked to my boss, Mr. McKissick, and Mr. McKissick did tell him that if they would not oppose the 1485, that we would drop the 1575. So that's...
Well, she is absolutely right. One does not have anything to do with the other.
I was at that last meeting, and I think the biggest thing that they had was that they were under the perception there was no other nightly rentals up and down our road. And secondly, they were concerned about the width of our road. But I think this summer they spent quite a bit of time widening out that road, and I was surprised that they didn't bring that up, because that was kind of a point of contention, is that it was narrow. But all the way down to the corner south of us, I believe they widened all that stuff out all the way up there to 86. And so they've made some significant improvements. The neighborhood has changed. There's development going on. The gun range has really changed the atmosphere around there. And with a lot of the empty abandoned homes and kind of the neglected look in the area, it's nice to see somebody that's willing to come in and put in capital to improve things. So, again, I'm in favor of it. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have to move forward. So.
He's already bought the property. We've established that. It's on 11.5 acres. But the other 8 that he wants to build, he'll abandon that project. Not give it to him.
All right. We got that. Thank you.
I know that I'm not supposed to speak, but I'll make one other comment.
Yeah, we'll make this the last one, then we've got to close public speaking. But if
the only other thing I would say is once they get one nightly rental in there, and they've got proximity and compatibility in the neighborhood, so this is like getting them put in the building.
Okay, all right.
So they do, they are interrelated no matter what they say.
Okay, thank you, Don. Okay, so public speaking is closed. We're going to open this up for our discussion.
These are always so tough. It feels like when it's denied for traffic or something in which you can hang your hat and get a report and say, hey, it's not that, then it's really clear, cut and dry. Or when it's life safety for a fourth story and you can say, hey, I've addressed that, it's just so much easier. When it's compatibility, especially the adjacent properties and the neighbor standing up saying it doesn't bother him, it is really tough. I wasn't there for the initial meeting. It's hard for me to say what was discussed. I haven't listened to it, but when I look at just the decision of record, I'm not sure I'm hearing compelling evidence that they've addressed that or changed it, that there was an error made. I don't know. I just have a question in my head.
Okay. I have a question. Scott, she had referenced that something about 600 or 900 being a factor about as far as a nightly rental and having within a proximity.
Within the code, there's a statement that says compatibility can be used if there's a like use within 1,000 feet. That's part of the code. It doesn't mean it has to be, but if you're looking for putting in something and looking to see if it's compatible, a compatible like use emits 1,000 feet. We do mail the notifications out to everyone within 600. That's the state statute. But within the guidance code referencing compatibility, I can read that because I think it's in the definition. Compatibility is land usage and or improvements that are similar to that or other land usage and or improvements that are within 1,000 feet, whether directly adjoining or not. And that's the definition in the code book for compatibility.
Well, any more discussion on this?
Would it help if we rented ours out too?
It does sound like that there would be opportunity for these guys to do this 8 units just north of there, where the rest of these nightly rentals are going. There's an opportunity.
It's true. Yeah, compatibility changes for the second request and the first is approved. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that we have to treat these things separately.
And you do. You can't really hang your hat on it. Just like Don said, if you're making your decision based on compatibility, And you say, well, that just made it easy. They're going to move this other one up here. Well, that changes the whole factor from here on out.
Just for clarification, your 1475 applications of special use for one structure. The one at the 1585 is a Division 3, which would carry with the property. They're a little bit different, just so that you guys fully understand the difference in the applications. Not that any of the statements you made are true or not true, it's just that they weren't the same application.
So, as hard as it is, make your decision based on this, not based on any leverage or trade or the second one that we're about to hear. Make it based on just the situation.
And that area eventually is going to be able to go to the market. That's an area that's going to change. I don't know how quick.
Well, it will be if you allow the permit to go through, because at that time, if you allow that, then additional ones would be able to go in there because you set a precedent. But
that's the future of that area.
You're talking about across Jones Road that it's owned by Johnny Morris, whatever entity owns that, and could potentially be commercial or?
Well, just the neighborhood.
Yeah, looking at the number of nightly rentals there currently, yeah, obviously there's a desire to be in that area, yeah.
On both sides.
And that is the challenge of this area, because of the fact that when you first turn on Jones Road, for that first couple miles, that's all open on the left coming in. It's almost destined to be what that is because of how it's subdivided out already.
and the fact that there is already rentals halfway down it.